I'm Vicky Merrick. Up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about growing artichokes and sweet potatoes on Cape Cod.
Most people think of sweet potatoes as a southern crop, and artichokes, they're Mediterranean from southern Europe. But Barnstable County horticultural educator Russ Norton is growing both vegetables at the Fairgrounds Demonstration Garden in East Falmouth.
I had no idea that you could grow artichokes this far north.
So generally, artichokes are either biennials or perennials in warm growing areas like California. But there are a couple cultivars that they've bred so that we can produce them in a short season. They need a little trickery to get them going. So we had a really good year this year as far as artichoke production. But it's not that way every year. It's kind of like one of those things, you hit or miss. So you can't always get them.
What's the trickery to get them going?
You got to start them really early, so they got to be started in a greenhouse generally in January. Since they're biennials, they need to be grown warm and then a little bit cool and then warm again.
Russ calls this trickery because normally a biennial plant takes 2 years to complete a life cycle. During the first year, it grows leaves, stems, and roots and then goes dormant for the cold months. By the next growing season, the plant has enough energy stored up to flower, grow fruit, and go to seed. Annual artichokes do all this in a single season.
So when you start them in the greenhouse, it's nice and warm. Then we generally bring them out and harden them off for a little bit, and that's kind of their cool trigger, and then warm again as the summer continues. So if you miss that cool period or it's not long enough, then they generally won't produce the fruit and the flower.
And it looks like the variety is Imperial Star?
Imperial Star is the standard one that we grow up north. And then we also have another variety here. And the name of that one is, I'm not going to pronounce that.
Violetto?
Violetto artichoke. It has a little bit more purplish color on the fruit.
Violetto is an Italian variety known for big yields and tender fruits. It's actually a perennial, which means that in warm climates, it can grow new stems and leaves and fruits every year. Imperial Star is an annual that produces buds about 90 days after it's transplanted as a seedling outside. Besides artichokes, the demonstration garden is also growing another warm weather crop, sweet potatoes.
Beauregard is probably the most popular one up here because it gets actually to a really decent size. There's a lot of other cultivars that we just can't quite grow here.
So what do they need to thrive in a climate this far north?
So units of heat, like growing degree days, are really important.
Growing degree days are how horticulturists measure the accumulation of heat over the growing season in different climates. It's hard to say how many days a crop like sweet potatoes will need to grow to full size in any given area, because their success has more to do with net heat than net sunlight. Most varieties need about 1,200 heat units, which take roughly 90 days to accumulate on Cape Cod.
We'll probably harvest these in later September. If we know there's going to be a frost, we'll try to harvest them right before that.
Besides Beauregard, Bonita and Evangeline are two other sweet potato varieties that do well on Cape Cod. Bonita is light pink inside with a tan skin, and Evangeline is a classic sweet potato orange. The weather this summer has been ideal for both sweet potatoes and artichokes, and the demonstration garden has produced a bumper crop. Not every experiment is such a success, but Russ Norton says that's the whole point of the garden. It's a working exhibit, and he and the master gardeners who maintain it are always trying out new techniques and technologies and cultivars to help Cape Codders grow healthier, more diverse crops.
We want to have things that are interesting, especially for the outreach portion with the general public, like we have some soybeans, some ground cherries, so some unusual crops to really get the public interest.
The Barnstable County Demonstration Garden is open to the public. It's at the county fairgrounds in East Falmouth, just behind the entrance gates. You can find out more about what vegetables, fruits, and herbs are growing there on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension also offers all sorts of other resources for local farmers and gardeners, including soil samples, information on pest management, and a Master Gardener hotline. There's a link to their website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.